The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
So all this is just a part of our experience here. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. So much to talk about here today. You know, my email box is filling up as I go through the as I go through the news of the morning here. I start here today with this. By the way, you can join our chat room. There will be many people in there chatting. I probably won't be there because I'm in England today and I'm out touring about. And to get anywhere here, if you're in a little town like the one we're in the Shire, it's an hour, hour and a half away to get anywhere. So, and you drive through dead spots, so it would be impossible to broadcast while we're mobile. So don't look for me to be in the chat room, but I will try and jump in, as maybe Mrs. Connell will today as well. But the chat room address is mikechurch.com/chat. Go in there, make a friend, announce yourself as new, or as maybe just being curious. Here's a story from the Spectator USA. This is Damian Thompson. And I read this the story in its entirety this morning. It's in today's pile of prep. And something worthy of thinking of, especially if you find yourself being one of those that may be thinking that the best thing that could happen today to, if you're practicing Roman Catholic, the best thing that could happen today would be that you might wake up one morning and hear that Pope Francis has decided to take Archbishop Vigano's advice and resign. You'd be thinking like, yay, we won. Well, I don't know that there would be a we to the one that you could attach it to. And I think that there's some things to consider here that people have not considered, which is not to say that resignation is out of the question, but Thompson brings up some serious, some good points here. Here's a headline. If Pope Francis resigns over the sex abuse scandal, the Catholic Church could fall apart. Now, you and I, being true believers, are trained and taught to believe, and we should, and our souls tell us that this is true, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the Church, and they're not going to. That Church has survived other attacks and assaults from within and from without. Before Papa Francis arrived, or Pope Francis arrived on the scene, and that she will survive this one, and it's just folly to think otherwise. But that doesn't mean that while you're going through it that you don't have thoughts and maybe doubts that, well, no, it didn't look so good this time, as my friend Joseph Pierce likes to say. Well, Michael, throughout the entire history of the Church, Catholicism is always is always refreshing and repeating the passion of our Lord. And she's always going through the passion, the birth, and then the life, and then the death, and then the resurrection. And it always appears as though the whatever resurrection, whatever death it is that she's experiencing, that this is going to be the last one, and she's going to lose. But the fact of the matter is, after 2,000 years, she never loses. We may be thinking this time, though, oh no, Joseph, this one looks pretty bad, bruh. If you're from the United, back in the United States, hey, brah, this one looks bad. Thompson makes some points here, though, I think are worthy of discussion. I'll skip to about halfway through the piece here. We can now be reasonably certain that Pope Benedict, after a deplorable delay, did punish McCarrick, whom independent sources have confirmed was forced out of the seminary where he lived in retirement and moved to a new home in Mordor on the Potomac River, emphasis mine. Cardinal Donald Wuerl, current Archbishop of Washington, says he knew nothing. I know nothing! Really? He knew nothing of McCarrick's crimes or punishment. That claim seems to be implausible. I've got more details to add to that. We'll get into that in a little bit as the program unfolds today. Even some of the cardinals most closely allied to Francis, such as Blaise Supich of Chicago, appearing to be tiptoeing away from a profoundly damaged pontiff. Cardinal Supich has issued a statement calling Vigano's 11-page testimony astonishing, and denying his claim that he was given the primacy of Chicago at the behest of McCarrick. And you see, this thing, this homo clericalism that has invaded the highest bureaucracy.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.